ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भा व्यासशङ्करमध्यमा अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ता वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बालरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तो पुनः पुनः ॐ हरि ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ॐ ॐ सहनावतु सहना भुनक्तु सह वीर्यम् करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै
We'll read the ninth one.
Tenth. No. We're going on to 11th now.
But the number change is okay. Dvandvani.
Dvandvani.
Sarvani.
Sarvani.
Akhilaha Triputyaha.
Akhilaha Triputyaha.
Kinchit Samashritya.
Kinchit Samashritya.
Vibhanti.
Vibhanti.
Vastu.
Vastu.
Tadmargane.
Tadmargane.
Syad.
Syad.
Galitam.
Galitam.
Samastam.
Samastam.
Na pashyatam.
Na pashyatam.
Satchalanam.
Satchalanam.
Kadapi.
Kadapi.
See, dvandvani sarvani. Dvandvam here means a pair of opposite. So dvandvani means pairs of opposites. We do experience pairs of opposites in life. Failure, success is a pair of opposite. Loss, gain. Another pair of opposite. Like that, we have many pairs of opposites which we experience in our lives. They are called dvandvani. Loss, gain, success, failure, victory, defeat, cold, heat, honor, dishonor, success, failure. Like this, we have these pairs of opposites, dvandvani. And all these pairs of opposites, if you analyze, what is this pain, what this pleasure is, what is this success, what this failure is. If you analyze, really speaking, there's no such thing called success or failure, pain or pleasure, loss or gain. Honor or dishonor, we do experience. They're all actually states of, you know, thoughts only, the form of thoughts only. Where does the success exist? In the form of a thought. Where does the failure exist? In the form of a thought. They're all in the mind. Therefore, the success, failure, loss, gain, victory, defeat, honor, dishonor, all these pairs of opposites. They do shine, we do experience, but do they really exist independently? If you ask, no. They all enjoy existence. No. How? Depending upon what? They enjoy existence depending upon vastu, the reality only. Vastu samashritya. Samashritya means depending upon the reality alone, all these pairs of opposites also enjoy their existence. It means the pairs of opposites do not enjoy existence independently, do not have independent existence of their own, which means all of them are as though, which is not really there, which are also objects of experience. They are not real, absolutely real. They are relatively real, empirically real, but they don't have, they are not mithya, they don't have existence of their own. Which means, where do they exist? What is that which lends existence to all of them? What is the truth of these pairs of opposites? If you say, the truth of opposite, all these pairs of opposites is the one and only vastu, the reality sat, the existence. Now he says, not only this dvandvani, akilaha triputyaha. Triputi means a threefold difference. Jnatru jnana jnaya bhedaha is called triputi bhedaha. Now we say jnatru jnana jnaya bhedaha is called triputi.
So, Swamiji, please repeat that. What are the triputi?
I'm already saying. Jnatru, jnatru, jnana, jnaya, vedaha. The knower, you have to wait for me to complete, okay? The knower, the knowledge, the known. The subject of experience, knower, the experiencer, the experience, and the object of experience, the known, the experienced. The knower, knowledge, known. Experiencer, experience, experienced. It's called as the triputyaha, we say. Which is any one member of the triputi. It's called, okay, all the three members of the triputi, we call triputyaha. Similarly, we have jiva, jagat, ishvara. That's another triputi, isn't it? Actually, the knower, known, knowledge. The jiva, jagad, ishvara, all forms of differences, we see. He talks about all forms of differences. Triputyaha. We talk about these members as a knower. Is there a knower other than the vastu independently? There is no such thing called knower. The knower experiences status also is what? Mithya. There is no real absolute knower. There is no real absolute knowledge. In the sense, we have the rootman, the experience. There is no thing called absolute experience. Experience also is what? Is there as though. And then is there the known experienced, if you ask? There is no such thing called absolutely experienced. So anything experienced, the object of experience is also mithya, which is as though. The experience is also mithya. The knower experiences status also is mithya, which means they are not unreal. As Swamiji said, not unreal, not false, but they are not absolutely real also. They are neither real nor unreal. Then what do we call it? If we call it mithya, which means they are as though, which means they do not have independent existence. They all enjoy existence. All the triputis enjoy existence. All the dvandvas enjoy existence. Because they enjoy existence, we are able to experience them. Which means, how do they enjoy existence when they don't have existence of their own? If you really take any one thing, analyze carefully or inquire into anything, the knower will disappear. The knowledge will, experience will disappear. Experience also will disappear. Therefore, if you inquire into anything, there's no really absolutely a knower, a known knowledge. Therefore, the difference also is not there. But they all enjoy existence, which means, but depending upon what? Depending upon vastu. Vastu kinchit samashritya. Only depending upon the sat, the reality alone, all of them enjoy existence. Kinchit vastu samashritya dvandvani sarvani akilaha triputyaha vibhanti. They all, vibhanti means shine. They enjoy existence. Vibhanti means shine. Shine means what? Enjoy existence. They have the status of being existent. Even though they have beginning, they have an end, they are not permanent, but still they enjoy existence, they are available for experience, because depending upon the reality, sat, vastu. How do we say that? It is tan margane galitam samastam galitam syat. Tan marganam. Margana means when on inquiring, when you inquire, margana means searching. If you search for it, inquire into the nature of everything, and it will all what know. Samastam galitam syat. Everything will become resolved. If you enquire into what this object is, who is the experiencer is, what the experiencer is, the experiencer will resolve finally in reality. If you enquire into what this experience is, experience also will resolve in reality. What this experience is, if you analyze finally, if you enquire into the nature of everything, every member of the Triputi, then finally it will resolve in reality only. Tan margane samastam galitam syat. Galitam or everything will become resolved or negated as mithya. Which means you will find it is not there. It is typically like, oh, there is a table. It is useful. It has a name. It's a form. It is a name. It is useful. It serves a purpose. Isn't it? It has a day. It is a time. Beginning. Time of beginning. It serves a purpose. Therefore, it is very useful. Therefore, it is very real for us. If you really search for this, what this table is, very useful and serves a purpose, looks nice also. If you search, analyze it, it will resolve. There is no table. It's only wood is there. Why? Because there is no substance called wood. The substance called table other than the wood. It will be resolvable in the wood. Similarly, if you really inquire, so marganam, tan margane means, and when you inquire into the nature of what it is, who the experiencer is, experience will resolve. What this experience is, experience also will resolve. Will get negated as mithya. What is experienced is, if you search for it, will get negated as mithya. Which means, there is no experiencer, or experience, or the experienced, there is no jiva, there is no jagat, or there is no ishvara, there is no pain, there is no pleasure, there is no dvandva, there is no pair of opposite, there is all these pairs of opposite which are experiencing, which enjoy existence. If you really inquire into the nature of everything, everything will be get negated as mithya. You can't establish the independent existence of any of these things. They all enjoy existence, shine, depending upon sadvastu. Galitam syat means they get negated. Syat literally is different meaning. Then, where do they get negated? They all get negated in the existence. And what is existence? The consciousness. They all become negated as mithya when we inquire into the nature of anything and everything. So here, because for you, on inquiring into the nature of everything, as arriving at the truth of everything, when they get negated, and after seeing the truth, having the vision of the truth, then what happens? Then again, one does not lose sight of that vision. What he says, chalanam na kadapi. Never does one lose sight of the vision of the truth once one has the vision of the truth. The doubt might come, if I had the vision of the truth, will I forget again or will I lose such the vision again? You will never lose sight of the vision again. Na kadapi chalanam pashyatam, isn't it? For those who see the truth of all the parts of opposites and all the Triputi members being one and the same reality, the existence, and which is one's own self, the consciousness, for such people, the vision never gets lost. They never lose sight of the vision. This is what he says in this verse. Now let me tell you, how to understand, how to know the Triputi, each member of the Triputi, okay, all the Triputi, I mean, what of each member of the Triputi is Vidya, which enjoys existence, has no independent existence. it enjoys existence only depending upon the reality. How to understand that? This also old example. It is not a very new example. I tell you one thing. For this also I always use the light and opaque example. When you say there are many opaque things shining in the presence of the light, there is light, okay, there is light, and in the presence of the light, the presence of the light is the blessing, and the blessing, which means the light is, in the presence of the light, all the opaque objects shine, all the colors shine, all the forms shine, all the opaque things shine, which means all the opaque things shine, means all the opaque things enjoy the status of being the existent. Therefore we say all these opaque things shine, they enjoy the status of being existent because they are all illumined. Isn't it? If the opaque things are not illumined, then they cannot shine. If they do not shine, they do not have the status of being the existent. This is not something new, which it's an old example I'm giving, because it is the same thing. So we say all opaque things are the illumined. Illumined, therefore they shine. Therefore we are experiencing them, isn't it? Now the next question comes. They are the illumined. How they become the illumined? How do these opaque things become illumined? How are they illumined? Because there is an illumination. Because of the presence of illumination, opaque things become the illumined. The illumined opaque things form one member of the Triputi. Now I say there is an illumination because of the presence of which all the opaque things, they shine, they become illumined, and they have the status of being the existent. Now, this illumination means, how can there be illumination if there is no illuminator? There must be an illuminator for the illumination to be there. Isn't it true? There must be an illuminator for the illumination to be there. For the illumination is there, therefore opaque things become illumined, and they all shine. Now they enjoy existence. Now the question is, there is an illuminator. This is called what? No, Ardha Jnanam, half knowledge. What is half knowledge? There is an illuminator. You don't need to study anything. There is an illuminator. Why do you say there is an illuminator? Because there is an illumination. How do we say there is an illumination? Because all the opaque things shine, they are all illumined. Opaque things are available for experience, isn't it? They're all shining, they are illumined, they enjoy the status of being existent because there is illumination. And illumination is there, therefore there must be the illuminator. The standpoint of the opaque things itself, you understand what? You arrive at the existence of the illuminator. Illuminator asti. But who that illuminator is, who that illuminator is, that you do not know. You know there is an eliminator, but you do not know who the eliminator is. But there is an eliminator. Now there is a triputi bheda, eliminator, illumination and illumined opaque objects. This is called what now? Triputi bheda. The triputi bheda here is what now? We say triputi, each one becomes a triputi member of the triputi. Like illuminator, illumination, the illumined. And who is the illuminator? You will easily say that search for the illuminator, there is no form, there is no, isn't it, head and tail, there is no name, but the illuminator you have to helplessly, choicelessly resolve in where? Only in the light. Illuminate, there is no illuminator other than the light, because in the absence of the light, illuminator will disappear. There won't be illuminator. When the illuminator is not there, illumination also won't be there. If the illumination is not there, all the opaque things lose their status of being the existent. Lose their, is it, status of being the existent, because they don't shine. Therefore, the illuminator is none other than the light. Illuminator is light, means you are equating. Equating, you are resolving the illuminator in the light. It's called equation. Okay? Illuminator is light. You are resolving the illuminator in the light. Physically, what are you doing here? Nothing. Cognitively, you have resolved the illuminator. Then you say there is nobody, there is no such a thing called illuminator. Illuminator is only a qualification attributed to the light from the standpoint of the illumination, which is that. Okay, illuminator is resolved. What is the truth of the illuminator? What is the sorupam of the illuminator? That in whose presence the illuminator's status can enjoy existence, that in whose absence the illuminator's status will lose its existence. The status will disappear, isn't it? That is what is light. That light is the swarupam. Better learn the word swarupam, the truth of the illuminator. See? Illuminator is light, means light is the swarupam, the truth of the reality of the illuminator. It's called what now? Sadvastu. Understand? Light is the sad with reference to the illuminator. Now the question is, what is this illumination now? Anala, it's called what now? Marganam. Now you are inquiring into the nature of what this illumination is all about. There is illumination. What is this illumination? If you analyze, illumination also is nothing but very swarupam, very nature of the light. Illumination, illumining, illuminating is not an action. It is the very swarupam, very nature of the light. Isn't it? Illumination is the light. Illuminator is the light. You have resolved it. Now illumination is also what? The light. There is no illumination outside of the light, isn't it? Illumination is the very nature of the light. You have resolved it. Now what about the illumined? The illumined opaque things are different. The illumining light, isn't it, is different. Are they two? Are they one? If you ask, they are definitely not one. Light is distinct from the opaque. Opaque is distinct from the light. They are not one. But are they two? If you say, we will be tempted to say two, but they are not two also. Not two. This is Advaitam we have to say. Why they are not two? You can say light is one, opaque thing becomes a second. Isn't it? You can say second thing. But now here you can't say opaque thing is not countable as a second thing. Why? Because If the light is not there, even when the light is absent, if the opaque thing can exist, shine by itself independently, if it can enjoy the status of being existent even if the light is not there, then opaque thing is what? You can count opaque thing as a second parallel reality. Now opaque thing is not, understand, but opaque thing, you cannot, it is not countable as a second parallel reality. If this chair is taken away, that chair still will be there, isn't it? Then you can count it as second one. In the absence of the one, the other thing can continue to enjoy its independent existence. It is countable as second parallel reality. But opaque thing, if the light is not there, opaque thing will lose its status of being existent because it cannot even shine. Therefore, even though the light and opaque are not one, even though light is distinct from the opaque, but still opaque is not countable as a, doesn't have a countability as a parallel reality to the light. Why? Because for anything, you can't even say light and the opaque. You're not parallel reality. In the absence of the light, with opaque still can continue to exist independently, enjoy the status of being existent, then light, opaque can be counted as a second parallel reality. Got it? Therefore, opaque thing, it doesn't have countability at all. Therefore, what we say? The truth of the opaque also is what? Light. So every opaque thing is, in fact, a reflection of the light. Yes, I told them. Every opaque thing is what? Reflection of the light. So what is opaque thing now? The illumined opaque things are also light. Illumination also is the light. Illuminator also is the light. Tan margane, on inquiring into the nature of every member of the Tripati, you find out what? Every member, is it? Is dependent on the vastu, the reality only. Similarly, here, the knower, we talk about what now, we have to talk, definitely we have to talk about these three. Experiencer, experience, and the experienced. Knower, knowledge, known. Isn't it? So, who is the experiencer here? I am the experiencer. I have experience of the world, and there is a world of world experienced universe. Who is who are you? What this I, the experiencer, is? Who the experiencer am I? You ask, definitely there is no experiencer other than consciousness. There is no knower other than consciousness. The knower, there is no knower really speaking. Knower, experiencer is a temporary status attributed to consciousness. But what is the truth of I, the experiencer? Consciousness. Like when you say the illuminator is light, so also knower, experiencer, I, the knower, experiencer, am the consciousness. You have to resolve the I. You have to resolve the experiencer status only in consciousness. And what about the knowledge? What about the experience? Consciousness is not the experience. But experiencing, knowing is the very swarupam, nature of consciousness. Like how illumining is the nature of the light. Light need not do any action. But presence itself is what? Illumining is the very nature, swarupam. Similarly, knowing, experiencing is the very nature of consciousness. Therefore, you say what of experience also is what? Consciousness. What about the experienced, inert, material, objective universe, world of objects? Okay, is consciousness, you say consciousness and the matter. You can reduce the world into matter. Are they two? Are they one? The known matter. Matter is the object of knowledge, isn't it? So, is this material world of objects? Are they two or one? definitely they are not two, they are not one. Are they two? They are not two also. Why? Because this, even though consciousness is distinct from the matter, material world of objects, but still the entire object, material objective universe does not have independent existence outside of consciousness. Therefore, it is not countable as a parallel reality. That is why we use this peculiar word mithya. Mithya is a word, okay? That which is not unreal, that which is neither real, that which is as though, that which enjoys what out, that which has dependent existence is mithya. We call for satyam and mithya. What is satyam here? Therefore, the whole objective universe also is what? Consciousness only. Therefore, existence enjoyed by the status, experiencer. Status is nothing but consciousness. Existence enjoyed by the experience is also consciousness. Existence enjoyed by the experienced world of objects also is what? Consciousness. Therefore, existence is consciousness. Understand? Therefore, he says what? Triputyaha. Now he includes dvandvani, sarvani. We talk about all these paths of opposites, pain, pleasure, you know, success, failure, loss, gain, victory, defeat, honor, dishonor. All of them are what? Experience, objects of experience. All of them. He says, everything is what basically, all of them enjoy their existence depending upon the reality, the consciousness. Once you have recognized this, the truth of all the three being one and the same consciousness, and having the truth of the three being the consciousness as was being one's own self, once you have that vision, you never lose sight of that vision of yourself, the consciousness being the truth of everything. Is it clear? This is sadarshana, means all test words only. I mean, you don't have any no fun here. No fun. Repeat, that is what he said. One way, repeats and repeats and repeats. He said that. He had done long, long ago. That itself makes you think, isn't it? It is not something new, you are not learning anything new here. But still, it is clear, isn't it? Really, we do talk about three, na? Triputi Veda, knower, known knowledge. Where is the knower? Where is the experiencer? Where is the experience? Who? What is the experienced? Nothing is outside of consciousness. Therefore, there is no such thing called existence other than consciousness. Chalana means a movement. But here, be very careful here. These are the funny translations. Pashyatam sat na kadapi chalanam. Means what? Again, the people who have seen, who have the vision of the truth of everything being one's own self, the consciousness, then having the vision, they never lose sight of the vision. Like again, mind does not move, means what? They say the tone is very funny. The mental movement ceases. Oh my God, never ever read the translations. That's why Amaji was so scared of doing this. See, without the mind, if the mind thoughts are not there, how are you going to understand the teaching? You need, the mind has to be functional, mind must be there for you to understand, even for the knowledge to take place, isn't it? If you drop the thoughts, all the mind is put off, means drop the mind, means how will you have knowledge? You need the instrument of knowledge for knowledge to take place, isn't it? That's why I never read this translation, very funny. విద్యా కథం భాతి నచేద విద్యా విద్యాం వినా కిం ప్రవిభాత్య విద్యా విద్యా కథం భాతి నచేద విద్యా విద్యాం వినా కిం ప్రవిభాత్య
విద్యా
ద్వయం చ కస్యేతి విచార్యమూల స్వరూపనిష్ఠ పరమార్థ విద్యా. See, vidya, you all know knowledge. Avidya, ignorance. Now, vidya katham bhati, avidya na chet. See, we always talk about the ignorance, knowledge of something. Isn't it? Only there is something called ignorance. If there is no such a thing called ignorance at all. Suppose if I ask you, do you know French? Do you know French if I ask you? Then you can say what? Do you know French? I don't know French. Which means there is ignorance of French. So do you know English? You'll say yes. So which means there is knowledge of English language. So now how do you differentiate the knowledge of English you have and you have ignorance of the French? There is ignorance of French, there is knowledge of English language. How can you differentiate the knowledge if there is no such thing called ignorance at all? Isn't it? The phenomenon called ajnanam, something ajnanam must be there for the ignorance to be there, to distinguish ignorance from the ignorance. If there is no thing called ignorance at all, distinguishing the knowledge from ignorance is not possible. Isn't it? Similarly, if there is no such a thing called knowledge, there is only ignorance also, it is not possible for you to distinguish ignorance of the knowledge. They both must be there. Now the question is when you say there is knowledge and there is ignorance, and where is this ignorance of anything? You say, I am ignorant of something, I know something, when you say, then where does the knowledge exist? Where does the ignorance exist? No, where does, okay, knowledge also is a state of mind, ignorance also is a state of mind. When you say, I know French, I know English language, there is knowledge of English. I do not know French, there is ignorance of French, isn't it? So ignorance also is there, knowledge also is there. And where does this, okay, ignorance is a state of mind, knowledge also is a state of mind. It's a state of mind. It's a thought modification. Both are two different thought modifications. Now the question is, who is the one who is endowed with this ignorance? Who is the one who has this knowledge? You say, I have ignorance, I have knowledge. You can say, I am ignorant. Instead you can say what? I have ignorance, I am the one having ignorance, I am the one having knowledge. And the question is, what is this knowledge, what is this ignorance? If you analyze, there is no knowledge, there is no ignorance outside of you. I was not there, my ignorance alone was there. Can you say that? No. See, ignorance cannot exist, just he takes only these two We are very good. Now we are going to say everything now. There cannot be something called desire without you. There cannot be a phenomenon called jealousy without you being there. There cannot be hatred, there cannot be anger, there cannot be pain, there cannot be pleasure without you. You must be first there as I am. First, you must be there first as what? I am. The knowledge of existence of one's own self must be there first in terms of I am. Only then what? There can be any emotion. Only then ignorance can be or knowledge can be. If wherever there is knowledge, there is ignorance also must be there. Knowledge of so many things can be there. Ignorance of so many things also will be there. There is no such thing called ignorance alone existing independently without the knowledge. Or there is no such thing called knowledge alone without the ignorance. Isn't it? They both are there. Really speaking, if you analyze what this knowledge is, ignorance is, and who is the one who is endowed with this knowledge and ignorance, and who claims himself to be ignorant or knowledgeable, isn't it? Really speaking, there is no knowledge, something called knowledge of any object in the world does not exist outside of you. There is no ignorance of anything in the world exists outside of you. Knowledge doesn't have independent existence outside of you because knowledge is evident to you. Ignorance is evident to you. That's why I can ask, how do you know that you do not know French? You say what? I know. Your ignorance is evident to you. Your knowledge is evident to you. Which means the knowledge or ignorance of anything does not have independent existence outside of you. And who are you? You are the knower of ignorance. You are the knower of knowledge. See, knower of knowledge, knower of ignorance. And who are you? You, the knower, you will stumble upon, unless really who the knower am I? If you ask, definitely there is no knower of knowledge, no knower of ignorance. Ignorance also is a state of mind, a thought modification which is an object of your knowledge. And knowledge also is what? An object of your knowledge. Knowledge is an object of your knowledge. Your French, your English knowledge is object of your knowledge. Your French ignorance is object of your knowledge. Is it clear? Knowledge is also object of knowledge. Ignorance is object of knowledge. And you are the knower. Understand? When you analyze, there is no knower other than consciousness. Knower is only a temporary qualification status attributed to consciousness. Therefore, which is one timeless, all-pervasive reality obtaining as the essential nature of every being here. Therefore, you resolve in no I, the knower, and consciousness. Therefore, knowledge or ignorance both enjoy their existence only in the pure knowledge, the consciousness. I'm using two words. When I say knowledge and ignorance, it's a vritti jnanam. Understand what I'm saying? Is it clear? Or not?
Yes.
So when I say knowledge of anything, knowledge of a given object is what? Consciousness plus thought, this is manifest knowledge. Okay? There is knowledge, ignorance also, isn't it? Ignorance also. Ignorance also is a thought modification. In fact, ignorance also is what? Manifestation of knowledge. Knowledge also is manifestation of knowledge. And what is, so when the two thoughts, ignorance and knowledge are two different thought modifications. Different thoughts. But the pure, that is why The pure consciousness, pure knowledge is the source of knowledge and ignorance. Is it clear? Confusing?
No.
There is no knowledge or ignorance outside of consciousness.
Is there such a thing as ignorance, or is it just the knowledge of
absence of knowledge? I tell you one thing. And knowledge is never absent. They're never absent. See, the pure knowledge is always there. Isn't it? When you say ignorance, ignorance is not, ignorance is opposite of knowledge, that's all. We don't say absence of knowledge. Okay, unmanifest. Knowledge yet to become manifest is what? Knowledge yet to become manifest is ignorance. Knowledge is already manifest is knowledge. Knowledge which has yet to become manifest is ignorance. Knowledge is already manifest is knowledge. There is no absence of knowledge. Knowledge, listen, what is ignorance? The knowledge which has yet to become manifest. It has not yet become manifest, isn't it? You say it is ignorance. That is already manifest is what? Knowledge. So what is the source of knowledge which has yet to become manifest? Or is already manifest? Consciousness, isn't it? The pure knowledge. In fact, there is no such a thing called ignorance at all, really speaking. Ignorance also is what? Manifestation of knowledge only. Knowledge also is what? Manifestation of knowledge. Is it clear?
So if we look at this in terms of the ocean, the wave, and so on, what you appear to be saying is that the pure knowledge, which is equivalent to the water, manifests either as a form called which we call ignorance, like I know I do not know French, or it manifests as my knowledge of French, which is a different form of manifestation. But both of them are like waves on this ocean. Both of which are water, pure consciousness.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it also like the opaque thing that when ignorance, when it's illumined, then there's consciousness of it?
No. That is ignorance. We talk about inertness, yes. Isn't it?
Sorry.
Inertness.
Inertness.
We talk about the inertness.
Yes.
Anyway, there's no, see, inertness does not have exists outside of the light. Like no opaque thing has existence outside of the light. Similarly here, we say ignorance and knowledge both are what? Manifestations of the knowledge. I think I'm getting some problem with the throat. Everybody's getting? Is it clear?
Yeah.
Huh?
I've
got a problem in my head. You have?
That's a permanent condition.
Anyway, is it clear now? Something very important thing for you to know. See, knowledge or ignorance, there cannot be something, you cannot talk about the knowledge of something. Okay, if there is no such thing called ignorance at all, you cannot distinguish something called ignorance if there is no knowledge. They both do enjoy existence, isn't it? Knowledge also enjoys existence, and ignorance also enjoys existence. There is something called knowledge of many things. There is something called ignorance of many things. We do experience ignorance and knowledge. So when you say, I experience ignorance, I experience knowledge, that is when you identify yourself with that ignorance, you say, I am ignorant, I am knowledgeable. When do you say that? I am knowledgeable. When your identity is with the knowledge, you say, I am knowledgeable. Identity is with ignorance, you say I am ignorant. Which means there is an ignorance, there is ignorance, there is knowledge. But is there something called ignorance which exists outside of you? Who is the one who is endowed with this ignorance and knowledge? There is no knowledge, there is no ignorance outside of the consciousness. There is a knower of ignorance, the knower of knowledge. The eliminator of ignorance, eliminator of knowledge is what? Consciousness. Is it clear? He takes, I'm very happy here, no way. He's going to take every emotion, doesn't talk about it now. It's good, at least you know this much now. Ignorance always what? Manifestation of knowledge. Knowledge also is manifestation of knowledge. Even if you take, as you said, as inert opaque thing. Okay, inert material world of objects is what? Manifestation of knowledge. There is no inert material world for us.
By manifestation of knowledge, you mean manifestation of pure knowledge, consciousness.
No, no. When you say not, there's only knowledge, Ranaji. There's only consciousness. There's no pure or manifest. Okay, when you talk about, see, there is no such thing called pure consciousness or manifest consciousness. There's no pure knowledge, there's only manifest knowledge. There's only just the knowledge. Okay, but when you say everything is manifestation of knowledge, means what? Every opaque thing also, as I said, every opaque thing is a reflecting medium, first I said. Then there's a reflection of the light. Similarly, the everything, every inert thing is what? Manifestation of knowledge. That means there's only knowledge. There's no inert material world at all. Similarly, understand? Now, ignorance also is what? Manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, there's only knowledge. Absolutely, what is there is only knowledge. Ignorance, relatively, there is ignorance.
If I can't call it pure knowledge, can I call it unqualified knowledge?
No.
No?
Just say the knowledge. No unqualified, no unmanifest, just say knowledge. Something good, okay? Something nice. I want it to become very clear before you leave this place. See, I want to do actually word by word translation. Maybe I just do it with Randaji and put it afterwards. Because here, the word by word translation won't. It's very funny, the translation is here. The words are not proper, but still I give you the vision of each verse, definitely. Now you can say, there is no such thing called ignorance, absolutely. There is no such thing called, okay, there is only knowledge.
Oops.
Everything is manifestation of knowledge. There is, relatively you can say, absolutely, what is there is only knowledge. We'll think about it, talk about it, later when you come back, okay? Go to Swamiji's class now. Om Shanti
Shanti Shanti.
Hari
Om. Shri Guru Namah. Hari Om.